Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And the next few weeks, you're going to be hearing from friends of mine. And so I always love it when I can highlight people and their expertise and what they're doing. And I'm very excited to have Angel Tussey with me today. Thank you so much, Angel, for being here.
Oh, Sharon, I am so delighted to be here. Thanks for having me.
We've known each other for years. We've been at the same events and that type of thing. And I'm just excited to do some joint projects right now, but just so the audience gets to know you a little bit better, I have her bio, and I don't like to read them, but Angel went from a stay-at-home mom to a well-known media personality through the use of media, and she became the most influential woman of the year, and her media background, she has taken that and now created a business around helping you get more media exposure and how you can define and reach out and find, and particularly media has changed dramatically in the last few years. So she's the expert. So we talk about the Play Big movement being number one in your field. She's number one in her field in media. And she's also an author, and she goes around the world speaking, and she helps people. She has programs for folks. So Angel, thank you for being with me.
Oh my gosh, Sharon, I'm so excited. I don't know if you remember, but well, of course you probably don't, because you were doing a radio tour for the Outwitting the Devil book, and I got to interview you. We never met in person. I think you were just doing radio interview after radio interview, but you've just been a mentor of mine for years, and I'm just grateful to be here today.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. So I want you to share a little bit more about the other part of Angel, the little Angel, and then how you came into the decision to do what you do now.
The little Angel, right? Mostly I was a stay-at-home mom. I have twin daughters and a son who came along about 4 years after that. And so I was a stay-at-home mom, just doing my thing, volunteering at church, volunteering at the schools. And I was that cookie baking mom, right? I was always making cookies and treats, volunteering. And I just had this inkling in me that it was time for me to discover who was Angel besides being a mom after having them home for so long. And I went out and about, and I started trying everything. I took tennis lessons. I took cake decorating lessons. Like, I was just all over the planet trying to figure out what was my passion. And I ended up at a MOPS group, Mothers of Preschoolers, at my church, and they were looking for a leader, a director for the group. And I never saw myself in front of an audience. In fact, in high school, I would have failed my public speaking class had my teacher not taken pity on me and given me a D, because standing up and speaking in front of an audience, I could barely get out two sentences. My stomach, my flutters, like I was so nervous, I would sweat, I was a hot mess. And they were looking for a director for this MOPS group. And I just felt like I was supposed to step up and volunteer for that. And that ended up opening up some doors. I met a gentleman who was a public speaker. He hired me to be his admin. And, you know, and it's just taking my gifts of, I was always a behind the scene kind of girl. Spreadsheets, post-it notes, file folders, love having all my checklists and notes and everything behind me. And it one day they ended up putting me in front of an audience and said, "You wrote all of the content, you should share some of it." And in a very ugly, ugly first public speaking appearance, I gave my first 45-minute talk in front of a room of about 60 people. Sweated through the whole thing, shook through the whole thing. But somewhere along the line, I just kept doing it. Right? I kept doing it. I got better at it and ended up starting a podcast. And, you know, and it just like goes and goes and goes and goes from there.
Well, and you realize, you know, people watching and listening right now, many of you may feel some similar feelings to Angel, because of course they say one of the number one fears is fear of public speaking. But the issue is taking action. You know, we talk about the personal success equation, your passion. She was looking for her passion. Mm-hmm. She didn't know she had the talent for public speaking, but she focused on developing it and that power of association, getting around, knowing everybody. But most importantly, she took action. And probably your faith wasn't really there at the beginning, but you started building up that faith because of experience and exposure and having the right people around you that are saying, get out there, you deserve to do this. So it's kind of like the personal success equation in action. So Angel, tell me, you had a successful show and then you decided to go into more public speaking and training. So talk a little bit about where you are today from where your beginnings were.
So today I travel around when the country is open. I have been traveling around for the last couple of years, speaking to entrepreneurs on the power of media exposure, how to attract media, how to get booked on stages, how to position yourself for publicity. And it's been a pretty whirlwind experience. In the last 2 years, I've spoken on about 177 events. This year we were slated to speak on just as many. I've had about 20 events get canceled in the March, April, and May, pandemic. Most of those events got rescheduled or turned into something virtual or postponed. But it has just been so exciting, Sharon, because I get to go out and inspire others to share their story, that they have a story inside of them, how they can use that story to create more influence, attract more leads, and really leverage that to grow their business. Because most small business owners, when they start out, they think if they build it, they will come, right? If I build it, they will come. And it takes a lot of marketing. It takes a lot of exposure to become that household name and to become that go-to brand. And that's what the power of media can give to them. And I'm really blessed that I get to be that teacher in that space.
So you have behind you the Make Your Big Impact. So talk a little bit about to that individual that's watching or listening right now that has just started their business and they still have a little bit of nervousness, share, how would you advise them to get started?
Well, I love that you were able to take that, all of the things that were in my story and put it in a step-by-step about taking action and aligning with the right people and putting all those pieces in place. But that is exactly the steps, right? Taking action. I always say that done is better than none. Only Mary Poppins was practically perfect in every way. And baby steps are better than no steps. It really is a matter of getting out of your own way. When I was publishing my very first book, I was asking lots of questions, doing lots of research. And I had a gentleman say to me, Angel, just write it. Because everything that you need to learn in the process, you will learn when you go out and do it. And so number one would be just to take action, because when you have faith and you take action, the world shows up to support you, to guide you, and create miracles. And I see it and I get to experience that every day. The second piece would be, don't do it alone, right? Find those mentors, find those coaches, find the people that are maybe just a couple steps ahead of you, maybe even multiple steps ahead of you, that are out doing it and making it happen. Because one thing I know about entrepreneurs is they love to help. They love to serve. They're creative, they're innovative, and they recognize that we are the brave ones. And we're the ones that wake up every morning unemployed and unemployable, willing to go out and create this legacy for our family. So seek those resources and seek help. And I promise you, there are people out there that are willing to help you.
To talk about, and I hadn't planned on this question, but there's so many people out there now. Talk about the false prophets, or how people can find someone that they can work in that they can trust.
Oh, right. I think that we've all had those experiences where maybe we made decisions or bought into things or hired people or things that didn't exactly work out the way that we thought they would or the way that we hoped they would. And I think that's just part of our journey too, Sharon, that sometimes we make those mistakes and sometimes we have people that come in and out of our lives, right? For a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I'm one of those optimistic people that maybe that wasn't the best choice for me. Maybe that wasn't a good decision for me, but I learned something from it. And maybe, you know, I learned how to discern, right, what I need a little bit better, to ask different questions, to get clearer about my vision and who's that right fit, whether that's a mentor, whether that's a coach, even bringing on clients. I think we've all even brought on clients that we knew before we took them on that it wasn't that right fit. So trust your gut, but also recognize that making some of those tough decisions, or making some of those decisions that you look back and think, I wish I would have done it differently, that's just part of our journey and part of that refiner's fire, right, that sets us up for success in the future.
I was just on an interview before we started this podcast, and it was, you know, everybody makes mistakes. The question is, are you going to learn from them, mm-hmm. or try and define yourself by them? And when you make a mistake, it's not a definition, it's just an opportunity to learn.
Yes.
And hopefully you don't repeat the same mistake over and over again. So
hopefully,
you know, it is part of you. Nobody, I love your Mary Poppins analogy. So, you know, we learn by doing, mm-hmm. and sometimes we learn more by failing, and can keep going in the right direction. So of all the opportunities in today, a beginning entrepreneur, you know, they can do books, they can do blogs, they can do websites. But to get that recognition within the circle of media, what are some of the first steps that you'd recommend they take?
One of the things, especially with media, that I know most small business owners don't leverage is the power of a press release. Press releases are the language of media. And when you look at how celebrities, how big companies are using press releases, you'll often hear this company announced in a press release, this celebrity announced in a press release, this news. And as small business owners, we are doing stuff all the time, every day, constantly, accomplishing something, hiring people, aligning with a charity. We check things off of our bucket list or our checklist every day, but we don't announce the media, right? We don't create any buzz, publicity, or alert. And so press releases are something that I think most people would think are old school, like old fashioned, who reads a newspaper.
Yeah, I hear that a lot now. Press releases don't work anymore. Yeah.
The media still reads press releases. The general public might not, but the media does.
Well, even the exercise of writing the press release kind of forces you into thinking about, you know, what is happening in your business and what would be attractive, you know, talk about the hook, what, you know, what is it that you want to get out there, and allows you to craft your message.
Yes.
To be prepared for potential interviews too, right?
Yes, right. And think, we're so much in our sales mode, always selling, selling. So this forces us to take our sales hat off and put our publicity hat on. And so there's a lot of resources out there, a lot of opportunities for creating press releases. But really, like you said, it's shifting your mindset. What about this is newsworthy? How can I prepare? How can I connect with the, you know, with bigger audiences and share my story? So press releases are definitely an underused platform and an underused media when it comes to small business. And also just positioning yourself as that expert in the marketplace. Not so much about what do you sell, but who are you to the community, and who are you when you get, you know, when people think about you, that word of mouth marketing, that those testimonials, the expert in your space, really positioning yourself as that content expert opens up doors for publicity, for publishing, for speaking, and then it just kind of spirals from there.
So you have programs and things that you offer. If somebody wants to contact you or find out more about Angel, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
The best way would be to go to my website, makeyourbigimpact.com, makeyourbigimpact.com. You can download my complimentary media guide. It's a step-by-step guide to help you create, you know, get the ball rolling and start to create some media and publicity for yourself.
Well, I love it. And you're going to hang out there with me for a little bit, because we're going to take Angel in to do another shorter interview for inside the private Facebook group, Play Big Movement Pod, Facebook group. So please, if you don't belong to that, do that. But rewind and listen to the incredible advice that Angel has given us, and then come in and learn some more from all of us in the Play Big Movement, because playing big means being number one in your field, living your legacy, and creating maximum impact. And you can only accomplish that if you use the tools and the power of the media to support you along the way. So Angel, thank you so very much.
Thanks, Sharon.
And for all of you, thank you so much for being part of this segment. And until next time, have a fantastic day. Love you all.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.